You're a wizard, Harry. Welcome to the Harry Potter Book Club for the Chamber of Secrets with
Sarah Tompkins,
Vijaya Shrestha,
and I'm Michael DeMauro. This week we discuss Chapter 12 of the Chamber of Secrets, the Polyjuice Potion. We talk a little bit about Polyjuice ourselves, and the battle for the Quidditch Cup continues. Welcome back to another Quidditch Cup. Boy, it is neck and neck. It's coming down to the wire. There's only 7 weeks left. Can you believe it? Man, I can't. That's for sure.
It's not like I didn't foresee this. I didn't foresee this happening at all.
Yeah.
7 weeks, huh?
Yeah. We are quizzing each other for points and a Quidditch Cup because it's called Quidditch Cup.
What else could we quiz each other for?
I don't know. Money?
I guess. Drinks?
Our souls.
Drinks?
Teeth?
Teeth?
Jesus. I don't know. I was trying to think of things that you could...
All right.
I don't know.
You gotta get a point or we knock a tooth out.
Okay. That seems like higher stakes. I like it.
That doesn't sound good. Sarah, why don't you ask a question?
Okay, I'm gonna ask a question right now. What book does Hermione take from the library to make Polyjuice Potion?
Beep!
Fuck.
Vijaya.
Most potent potion.
You are correct.
How do you spell most?
Potent potables for
spell
500.
That. Spell that.
I'm pretty sure they're all, except for potion, they're the first two words are spelled with an E at the end.
That is correct. What?
I
so mad.
Don't challenge her, Michael.
I'm really mad at you, Vijaya.
Bro, do I get an extra point?
No.
For that?
All right, I'll go. Should I go? How about I go?
Go.
Okay. So giant spider's not the answer to this question, but what kind of creature is Aragog?
Beep.
Vijaya.
Arachumantula. Arachumantula. Arachumantula? Arachumantula. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Can you spell it?
No. A-R... I don't know. T-U-M-A-T-U-L-A? I don't know.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Well, you can't go by the spelling, because if I don't know the spelling, but the pronunciation is kind of right.
You're pretty close.
Arachumachio.
I'll give you a half point. It's an acromantula.
Oh, acro.
Jesus Christ.
Not arachu. God, sorry. Jesus Christ.
I was thinking arachumachio, and he waxes on, waxes off.
Very good.
You're welcome. Just here for all of your Mr. Miyagi needs. Okay. Is it Vijaya's turn?
Yeah, it's my turn.
Vijaya, it's your turn.
Hold on. I'm trying to...
Sorry, you gotta just let me have this one so that... Because I gotta keep up with
in
her.
Okay. Let's stop doing deals.
I'm not gonna let him have it, Vijaya.
Okay, good. In the second Harry Potter film, what does Draco do to a book at Flourish and Blotts?
What does Draco
the look on
do
both
to
of your
a
faces
book?
Is very good. He does something to a book. What is it?
Damn.
You all both said it at the same time.
Go ahead, Sarah.
On my end.
He throws it over his shoulder?
He throws it into Jenny Weasley's cauldron.
No, he tears.
That's
out
what
a
his
page.
Dad does.
He tears out a page.
Yeah. Sorry.
Great question, Vijaya.
That wasn't me. That was Harry Potter Seen It.
That was awesome.
Don't be
Thanks.
Mad at Harry Potter Seen It just because you didn't get it.
Just because I don't remember the one obscure thing that happened in that weird obscure scene where more important things were happening? Fine.
Hey, at least it was in the book or the movie, unlike a question that Michael asked, like,
Hey, I gave you the option of not of me not asking the hard one. Bajaya has pulled out to a 8-point
yes, what she
point
said.
Lead. And then she followed it up with a real bullshit question. So that's great. That's 8 points for Bajaya, 6 points for Michael, 4.5 points for Sarah.
This is really bad. This is so bad.
I know.
How many weeks how many weeks do we have left?
We not enough.
I'm gonna lose.
6 weeks left.
Oh, God, okay. I really got to put my butt into gear.
You do, Sarah.
Chapter 12, The Polyjuice Potion. Okay. So, Harry has been taken into Dumbledore's office by Professor McGonagall because... obviously, he maybe, probably, but likely didn't petrify Justin Fitch Fletchley and nearly Headless Nick. This is the first time that Harry has been in Dumbledore's office, and he notices that there's lots of crazy shit in there. There are, like, portraits of all the former headmasters, and they're sleeping. There are all these, like, weird silver instruments that are, like, emitting smoke. But he also sees on the shelf the sorting hat. And of course, yeah, I know, of course, Harry doesn't respect people's privacy. And he takes a sorting hat and he puts it on because that seems like a good idea. I just don't understand.
He's got questions.
Right, but why do people in the wizarding world just like, why does he just touch stuff? That's probably bad, especially there. Anyway, so he puts the sorting hat on and he's thinking to himself like, oh, was I put in the right house? And the sorting hat was like, oh yeah, I forgot. You'd be really good in Slytherin. And Harry immediately takes it off because he doesn't really want to know the truth. He just wanted to be assured of his own rightness, which is a recurring Harry theme. Anyway, so after that, he's walking around. He sees this bird in a cage and it's just really sickly looking. All of its feathers are falling out. And all of a sudden, as he's looking at this bird, it bursts into flames. And he's like, oh my God. Yes. And Dumbledore walks in just at that moment. And Harry's like, I did not murder your bird. And Dumbledore's like, no, don't worry. Fox is a phoenix. One of their physical properties is that when it gets old, it bursts into flames. And then it comes back from the ashes. And then he's like, also
if it gets
like,
held with a killing curse, it'll be reborn.
Fox, which is the name of the phoenix, is super faithful, and he has these awesome powers, and his powers are that he can carry extremely heavy loads, and that his tears have healing properties. So those powers are going to come in very helpful, because catching into flames, which is a physical thing, does not help Harry ever again in any of the books. Anyway.
In the Battle of Hogwarts,
is about
it
to
does
tell
all
Dumbledore.
Kinds of
So Harry is like, he's all ready to tell Dumbledore that he hasn't petrified anyone. He's like, I didn't do anything to no one. When all of a sudden Hagrid bursts in and is like, Harry's innocent. I was just with him. And Dumbledore says, I know that. Don't worry about it. But then he turns to Harry and he's like, Harry, is there anything you want to talk about? And Harry thinks, definitely. There's not anything about Polyjuice Potion or hearing creepy murder voices. Nothing. So he says, he doesn't tell him anything. And so he leaves. Anyway, this whole double petrification thing with Justin and Nearly Headless Nick is freaking everyone in the castle out. And so everyone is booking tickets to go home on the Hogwarts Express for Christmas, except for Harry, Ron, and Hermione, and super luckily, Draco, Crabbe, and Goyle, who they want to polyjuice, as mentioned earlier, they want to become them, to ask Draco, what's up, and is he the heir of Slytherin? You know, just super casual, slip that in a conversation. Anyway, everyone thinks it's Harry who is the heir at this point, and Fred and George think this is so funny, and they keep referring to him as that. They're like, oh, make way for the heir. And Ginny does not appreciate this. She's, like, crying and wailing, and She asks him to stop, and Percy tells him to stop because he's upsetting Ginny, and it's just kind of weird. But also, hey guys.
What?
You're Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah, happy Christmas, but also happy Polyjuice Day, because that shit is ready right now. It is Christmas Day, and it is a miracle, just like Jesus' birth.
Oh, damn.
So Hermione wakes up Ron and Harry on Christmas Day to let them know that they can put their plan into action now because the Polyjuice potion is ready. She added the lace wings, the lace flies, whatever. She added some sort of lace thing, and they're ready. Also, good news, Hedwig is speaking to Harry again, and he gets a bunch of gifts for Christmas. From the Dursleys, he gets a toothpick and a note asking if he can stay at Hogwarts for the summer, which is just heartwarming. Hagrid sends along Treacle Toffee, which would never, ever come up in a quiz at all. Ron gives him a book called Flying with the Cannons, which is about the Chudley Cannons.
I think it's Treacle and Fudge.
Yes. Hermione gets a luxury eagle feather quill, apparently, which seems very American of her. And then Mrs. Weasley, of course, sends a knit sweater, as she always does, and plum cake. Anyway, the Great Hall is looking great, as per the name. Percy's badge has been changed to say Pinhead, which is just a Christmas miracle. And Hermione presents Harry and Ron with these, like, two chocolate cupcakes that are filled with a sleeping draught. So, with a plan that they will knock out Crabbe and Goyle to grab their hair in order to complete the Polyjuice potion so that they can turn into Crabbe and Goyle. What will Hermione do, you ask? Hermione has already gotten her ingredient for Polyjuice. It is a hair of Millicent Bulstrode, who left it on her while they were wrestling during Dueling Club. Not Fight Club, but Dueling Club. Which is just the wizard Fight Club. Anyway, there's Ron and Harry are like, there's no way that this is gonna work. Like, they're not gonna fall for this. This is too obvious. But not so shockingly, Crabbe and Goyle totally fall for the bait. They eat the beautiful cupcakes. They get knocked out, and Harry and Ron can grab their hair, and they run to Moaning Myrtle's bathroom. So anyway, so in Moaning Myrtle's bathroom, they get their shots of potion ready, and they go into separate stalls after they've plopped their little hairs into their shots, because obviously they can't stand in the common area where there's a ton of room. And so they go into separate stalls, and bottoms up, they drink their Polyjuice potion. Suddenly, Harry is, like, growing a unibrow, he's got giant hands, and he is Goyle. And he walks out. Ugh. Yeah, it's gross. It's pretty nasty. He has, like, an overhanging forehead and everything. He walks out, and Ron is Crabbe. Like, it's amazing. He has, like, this, like, giant flat nose, and Harry comments it's very strange to see him, to see Crabbe thinking, and it's weird. So anyway, Hermione, you know, they're like, hey, Hermione, we have to go now because you only have 60 minutes. Once you take the Polyjuice potion, you only have 60 minutes to pose as that other person before you turn back into yourself. So they're on a tight timeline. But Hermione, she tells them to go on but without them. And, like, she sounds kind of weird, like she's really worried. Her voice is high and strained. And they don't have time to argue with her, so they have to go on without her. So they just head out. So they're walking, and they realize that they don't know the Slytherin house, the Slytherin common room password. So they, like, pull this first girl aside, and they're like, hey, what's up? But she's, like, a Goram Ravenclaw and, like, can't tell them. She's really offended. Percy comes up to them next, and he's like, don't walk in the hallways. What are you doing? Until finally Draco comes, and he, like, makes fun of Percy, calls him Peter. It's this whole thing. But don't worry, Draco knows the password, and that is pure blood, which is very subtle. So Draco brings him into the common room. He's like, I have something really funny to show you. And he pulls out this clipping from the Daily Prophet. And it's an article that is titled Inquiry at the Ministry of Magic. And it's all about how Arthur Weasley has been fined 50 galleons.
Yikes.
For his, 50 galleons for his flying car and, like, the whole trouble with the flying car. And 50 galleons, guys, is 7 wands. Like, Ron needs just one. And he had to pay, like, for 7 of them. And of course, like, there's a quote from Lucius Malfoy, like, saying that Arthur should resign, and Draco thinks it's really funny. Anyway, so this whole article inspires Draco to go on a rant about Muggle lovers and Harry Potter. Now he can't believe that people think that Harry is the heir of Slytherin, and it's really laughable and insulting. And Draco confesses to them that he wishes he knew who the heir of Slytherin was so that he could help them. And of course, this means that Draco's not the heir of Slytherin, which is very shocking.
Who could it be?
Right, who is it?
If it's not him.
I don't know, guys. So he tells them, he also tells them, by the way, that he wishes that the next attack by whatever is happening, whoever's attacking, he wishes it's on Hermione. And of course, Ron is like going to kick him in the face. Doesn't, of course. And Harry asks Malfoy, he's like, hey, because he remembers what Dobby said about the whole, you know, like somebody else has opened the chamber before. So he says to Malfoy, he's like, hey, do you know what happened to that last person who opened the Chamber of Secrets? And Draco says, oh yeah, that person was expelled, and he reckons that they're in Azkaban now. Hmm. And Harry's like, what's Azkaban? And Draco's like, oh, it's a wizard prison. Don't worry, guys, this never ever comes up again, so you don't have to think about it ever again. And so then Draco also reveals that his house has been raided, his family's estate has been raided by the Ministry of Magic, looking for dark artifacts. But thankfully, there's a secret chamber under the drawing room floor that hides all of the really valuable dark art stuff. So
a chamber of secrets, you might say.
Yeah. No, it's the drawing room of secrets. So it's basically just like snuff boxes and tastefully upholstered chairs. I mean, you know, that could be a secret if you didn't want people to know that you were an interior decorator. Anyway, so all of a sudden, things are going real bad because the polyjuice potion is wearing off. So they have to get out. So they make quick excuses. They duck out. Draco's none the wiser. They run back to the bathroom. They can't wait to tell Hermione that Draco is not the heir of Slytherin, but two, that, you know, they think that the person was expelled who has previously opened the chamber. But when they get to the bathroom, there's something wrong. Hermione is a cat person. Not like a lover of cats, but like an actual person with the face of a cat. It's really horrifying. And it turns out that the hair that she found that she thought was Millicent's was actually Millicent's cat's hair, which is no good at all. And that makes me wonder what Millicent's hair is actually like, because cat hair is much finer. So like, anyway, so they bring her to the hospital wing, and we'll see what happens from the trio from there. So that's that chapter. We only had a couple new things in this one. First was the phoenix, obviously. We learned that Dumbledore owns a phoenix named Fox, which we can only assume is named after Guy Fawkes, who notably in real Muggle world tried to blow up British Parliament, wasn't successful, and he now has the illustrious honor of having a holiday that has been created for him in which small children burn effigies of him in giant bonfires. So that's good. Yeah, lots of flames. And as mentioned before, Phoenix have the physical ability to be reborn from ashes, but they have the power to carry very heavy things and have tears that have healing powers, and they are super loyal, and that will never ever come up again. And then the next thing we learned about is Azkaban, which is the wizard prison. And so at this moment, the only things we know about it are that it's a wizard prison, and I think that we should maybe hold off because possibly we should talk about this in a book or so. I don't know. That I was thinking. But it's the first time we've heard about it. So, I was going to ask about the phoenix, but I think that we should not talk about that because that just is bringing up old wounds. My first question is, what the heck is with Slytherin's password? Like, aren't these, like, passwords vetted through the school? Who would let their password be pure blood? I mean, obviously Snape is the head of their house, but, like, wouldn't that have to go through some sort of council? Like, you know, you can't have, like, I don't know, Nazi things. It just seems kind of weird, right?
Is everyone in Slytherin a pureblood?
I don't think so. Right?
I mean, I wouldn't imagine they would be.
Right? And also, I just feel like, one, that's an excellent point. And two, I mean, obviously these passwords, I feel like, don't these passwords have to be in some way sanctioned by the school? What is the process for passwords? I guess I never thought about that previously. Like,
Maybe the prefects just make them up.
Maybe, I guess. Maybe IT. Is there like a Hogwarts IT?
Could be.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway, so that was kind of weird and a little heavy-handed, but that's fine.
Yeah, a little bit.
And then my other question is, if Draco's not the heir of Slytherin, who is?
I have no idea. I guess Dudley Dursley might be that seems. Him.
Do you think it's Dudley Dursley?
I guess.
Mean, maybe.
I think it's Dumbledore.
It could be Dumbledore.
Yeah. Huh.
What about
Voldemort? Is it Voldemort? Maybe he's just running around.
Could be straight up Voldy. That makes sense to me. I don't know, guys.
Who even knows? We won't ever find out.
Never ever gonna find out that one. Thanks, guys. That was Polyjuice Potion. We learned a lot about Polyjuice Potion in previous chapters, so I don't really need to go into it from Pottermore. I don't know if you guys have any questions, but I feel like this chapter just raised a whole lot of questions and not really a whole lot of answers.
Right. Yeah. That's for sure. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, since we just read this chapter where everyone was drinking Polyjuice Potion and stuff, we thought we'd explore Polyjuice Potion a bit more by talking about what if we were wizards and witches, and we had access to boom slang skin and whatever else, buy corn horn, who would we turn into? And so we each are going to tell you a good person we would turn into and a bad person we would turn into.
You know, everything's subjective. So,
or a person we like that we would turn into and a person if we were forced, who we would not want to turn into.
Which I hope all the people that listen to us wouldn't think that the person that I chose was a good person.
I bet you chose the same person I did.
And we're also going to mention what we think the Polyjuice Potion would taste like.
And why we are turning into that person. Why we would choose. Or what we would do, not why. Yeah. What we would do while we turn into the person. Hey, Michael, you want to go first with your...
Sure, should I do my good one or my bad one?
Do your bad one first. Okay. Michael, bad.
Okay, I'll do the worst person I can think of. So... Hitler. Worse.
Donald Trump.
Worse. Alex Rodriguez.
You know what, Michael? I agree with you. And if you were... Wait, can I tell you something? Wait, you probably already are going to say what I want you to say, but I hope what you say is that you would not sign on to be a consultant with the Yankees, that you would just leave forever and not bother our team ever, ever again.
So he is a very bad person who is like all people on the team of the New York Yankees is a bad person.
Nobody on the Yankees likes Alex Rodriguez. No one likes him. No one on the Yankees likes Alex Rodriguez.
I could have said Derek Jeter.
No, Derek Jeter is a beautiful person. Don't bring him in.
No, he would be terrible as well.
A-Rod is listening to our podcast and crying right now.
Who is it? A-Rod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
he's a fan, guys.
I think his Polyjuice Potion would taste like tobacco spit and Axe body spray.
That seems about right, actually.
It
does seem very right.
And if I were to turn into him, I would hold a press conference and say that the Yankees are great and that I always want to be part of them forever and ever and ever.
No.
And ever.
that would be the worst.
Yeah. So that's my person. That's my first person. And then I would go bang some strippers or something.
Oh.
That's because that's what he does. That's what he do.
Yeah, he's not nice.
Sarah, you want to go first, or
no? I don't want to go. I don't want to go yet because I don't.
Bajeezy, who you got?
Bajeezy picked George Zimmerman as the person that she does not want to turn into.
Oh yeah,
not as a person she wants to turn into. I think if anyone has been out of the news media circle in the recent, I don't know, last year or two,
mm-hmm.
George Zimmerman's the dude that killed Trayvon Martin, and you know, recently he's been in the news because he was like going around telling people that he's the dude that killed Trayvon Martin and trying to get free drinks. And then he got punched by a dude, which he probably should have. But I think he would taste, the essence of George Zimmerman would taste like tar and grease. Because his soul is black as tar. And he's a greasy ass person.
This is true.
He's a very terrible person. And I would not willingly become George Zimmerman, but if I did, I would not implicate himself in the murder of Trayvon, because that would not be nice. I think I would, like, put a recording device somewhere and, like, go around and talk to his friends and family and be like, remember that time I told you about Trayvon? And see what they say about how he actually did murder him. And see how that plays out. So that's what I would do in that terrible situation, because he's a fuckball.
Bad.
That's my political thing for the day. Or
thanks,
not
Vijaya.
Really political, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah.
George Zimmerman's terrible. All right.
George Zimmerman's bad. Almost as bad as George Steinbrenner. Sarah.
You're terrible. I hate you so much. I hope you die in a Phoenix fire.
Michael's just like, oh, look, this Phoenix caught on fire. Oh, no, my polyester shirt is caught on fire.
Okay.
Yeah, Sarah.
If I had to turn into one terrible, well, no, if I didn't, if I was forced to turn into one terrible person, it would be, I was going to say Donald Trump originally, because I feel like that is what everyone would think of. He would
That's
obviously,
why I didn't pick him.
He would obviously taste like, Armenian orphan hair and
fake tanned Cheetos.
Oh, yes. And Cheetos. Not even fake, Cheetos.
Fake tanned Cheetos.
Fake tanned Cheetos. Okay. Or reduced fat Cheetos. Just because I can imagine that those, if they existed, would be the devil's work. The first thing I would do is I would withdraw from the presidential race. And the second thing I would do is I would retreat to Florida and sink myself in a hole, possibly find an alligator to chew my legs.
There would be no alligator.
But it's still you, though. Remember.
You know what, Michael? The greater good. The greater good.
But he would still be alive, though.
Yeah, you would turn back into you, and your legs would be chewed, and he would be fine.
That's too bad. That's too bad. Okay, so I would resign the presidential race. I would find the actual Donald Trump, because he would be confused, and he'd be like, I don't know. And so then I would knock him over the head, drag him to a sinkhole, and have alligators chew his legs off.
All right, good.
Okay. Just so, I mean, I was willing to sacrifice myself for the greater good, but you make fair points. The other person I was going to say was Billy Ray Cyrus because of that achy breaky heart song, but I feel like Donald Trump is probably the greater evil right now. But it remains to be seen.
Don't break my heart.
My achy breaky heart.
Yeah, now don't you wish that I could just end that for you all? Or go back in time and polyjuice myself into him and be like, I don't want to record today. And then just shut down the studio.
Go back in the linear time.
Man.
Anyway. Just
giving Sarah the business. All right, well, those are terrible people. Let's lighten the mood and talk about the good people we would like to turn into.
Yes, please. Why doesn't Sarah go first, since she went last time?
Okay.
Sarah, you go first.
I would turn into Elton John. Yeah, because that would bring me no greater joy. I would taste like hairspray and sparkles and Kool-Aid. And I would just play the piano and bring joy to everyone ever.
Nice.
So, I don't know what you want me to say, but that seems like my ideal day. Also, I'd have a lot of money and I'd be British. So, two things. The other thing, the reason I actually got to Elton John was because I actually thought that I wanted to be Kate Middleton, but she has a lot more obligations and a lot less glitter.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I went. Right, exactly. So Elton John has all the money without the responsibility and a lot more glitter. So, yeah.
Good point. Bajaya, I guess we're going to you now.
My choice is also a British music person. I chose Adele. Because she is a goddess. And I think she would taste like a caramel milkshake.
I think that seems really accurate. I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
Because her voice is as smooth as caramel, and like just luscious as caramel, and just she's the best. And caramel milkshake just sounds tasty and the best. And I would like to be her. If I was her, I would definitely like. Do you think if you are, because in the movie they turn into Crabbe and Goyle or Malfoy and no Crabbe and Goyle, but their voice they have to kind of change, right?
Right. Yeah, I know their voice doesn't change.
I thought their voice did change. Their voice, because their eyeballs change. Okay, they can't see and stuff.
You know what? Actually, you're right, Michael. I think their voice changed in the books. In the movies, but it did not.
Okay, as long as I would go by the book. I think I would like to go by the book because I would like to.
Yeah, I would definitely go by the book.
To a concert, you know, because I already know all the Adele songs, so I'd just be like, yeah, because I wish I sounded like a quarter as good as she sounds.
I'm gonna go in and edit the audio for this one, and I'm just gonna clip the bit where Sarah says, "You're right, Michael," and then I'm just gonna sprinkle that around.
Why would you use your powers for such evil? I figured out who the heir of Slytherin is, guys.
It's me.
It's Michael. It's been Michael all along.
Oh, God. All right, Michael, tell us.
I can't believe you would use that against me. I'm only being fair and balanced, which I feel like works in my
Fox
favor.
News.
So you're being as fair and balanced
as the Fox News.
Don't say you don't. You take those words out of your mouth.
So this is a tough one. I was trying to figure it out, and I didn't want to do something like weird. And then I was like, I don't know. And last night we were doing the Gautiers, which is our Game of Thrones year end.
Okay,
awards.
Let's not.
Are you saying you want to be Gautier?
Podcast.
No, I'm not.
Michael wants to be Gautier. We all want to be singers. Oh my god.
No, it's not. And so I was like, okay, so what actor from Game of Thrones would I want to turn into for an hour?
Kit Harington.
Who would it be fun? And not Kit Harington. I was like, who would it be fun to like walk around as for a little? And I was like,
Richard Madden.
Nicola Coster-Waldau.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get. Oh, never mind. I was going to say, you're going to get.
He's married,
so much
Bajaya. He's married, Bajaya.
He's not married.
I thought he was married.
Who was?
I thought Nicholas What's-His-Face is married.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Michael. I mean, yeah, but Michael's not married to his wife.
That's true. Oh, Michael's going to ruin his whole life.
So why would you want to be Nicola?
I just thought it would be fun.
Good looking.
He's so, He's so dreamy, and I think his potion would taste like
really good semen. Go ahead.
Yeah, like. All right.
Sorry.
I was gonna say like a upscale like woodworking shop maybe, or something real manly, because he's kind of manly.
But still so dreamy.
But he's also very delicate.
Right. Like, right. He would taste like really like, good stout beer.
That'd be, I could see that.
Oh, yeah, that's like, that's pretty Danish. Maybe some cheese or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he's Danish, correct?
Of cheese in there.
So,
like,
yeah,
I feel like Nick Offerman, who I would also turn into, would taste like a wood shop.
Hmm. Right.
A.K.A. Ron yes. Swanson.
Yes, yeah, he would definitely.
Taste like wood shop and like mustache wax. And that'd be right, fine, too. But Nikolai?
Nikolai? Yeah, I think it's Nikola.
He's manly, but refined.
He's A+.
Yeah.
A+. Would right. do.
So anyway, no real actual reason other than...
I would turn neat, into Bajaya so pretty. I could hang out with her dogs.
What?
Sarah said she would turn into a robot.
You guys are going to hear that later, and you're going to be like, oh my god, that's so weird.
Do it again.
I said, I would turn into Bajaya so I could hang out with her dog.
Yep, you did.
Oh, did I do god. It again?
Yes! The internet is trying to cut you off.
It doesn't.
Okay, wait. All maybe right. This do is not destined now. To be said.
Do it now.
It's not destined.
Do it now. You're fine right now.
I said, I would turn into Bajaya so I could hang out with her dogs.
Oh, yeah.
The internet didn't want me to say that, though.
Yeah. The internet's like, Bajaya's on this call. She cannot say that. Because lying, time is linear.
Doesn't even make sense.
So
it doesn't. I just doesn't wanna goad you.
And neither does this segment. So thanks everybody for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Alright, I'm stopping this shit.
Stop this shit. Thank you for joining us for You're a Wizard, Harry. Want to help out? Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to get in touch? Email us at potterpod@geeklyinc.com or follow us on Twitter at potterpod or geeklyinc. And individually, you can find me at thriftynerd.
I'm Bajaya Shrestha, and you can find me on Twitter at ethnicninja.
I am Sarah Tompkins, and you should hit me up at herladytompkins. Or you can follow us on Tumblr at PotterPod.
Our podcast art is created by Jesse Carlton. You can find more of his work at J! On Instagram. And our music is created by Sean Fagan. Find more of his music at soundcloud.com/sleepyfish.